Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us on the program, SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. My guy from Mary Wells. On this day in 1992, Mary Wells died of cancer at the age of 49 years old. My guy went to number one back in 1964, even a hit across the pond where it went to number five. Mary Wells died on this day back in 1992. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We're joined on the phone lines right now by Americans for Prosperity, Michigan State Director Annie Patnaud. Annie, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. We'll hear actually some audio later on. Pat Toomey, Senator, was on over the weekend talking about the infrastructure bill. There's indications from Mark Warner that conversations are going to continue today. We might see some, I don't want to say progress, that's not really a good progress, but we might see some more information today or tomorrow on what's happening with this, these bills, these negotiations. But this is so much more than what most people think when they hear the word infrastructure, as we've been reminded time and again in these past couple of weeks. Healthcare involved in this quote-unquote infrastructure package. What is Americans for Prosperity working on?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the question when you look at this infrastructure bill is what isn't in it? What is in it and in these negotiations is a partisan wish list, including looking at things like putting price controls on prescription drugs. We all want a lower cost for Americans when it comes to prescription drugs. But we've seen the devastating impact that this can have on the availability of life-saving medications, including vaccines. It's really the wrong approach. This is the Bernie Sanders AOC wing that's pushing for including these types of things under the guise of infrastructure. They think they can hoodwink the American people. And so we need to stand up and say, that's not the case. We see what you're doing here. This is a separate debate, has nothing to do with roads and bridges, and we need to put an end to this type of Washington ways going on in Washington and stop the spending spree.
Annie, I know AFP is calling it a healthcare heist that's being attempted as part of these negotiations on the infrastructure bill. You mentioned price controls. What else is perhaps included or could be included in these negotiations when it comes to healthcare?
Yeah, so we're also seeing attempts to sort of strong-arm states that haven't accepted Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. An expansion of the Medicare program, we find this concerning because this is something seniors do rely on. And if we look at ways to expand it, we need to make sure that we're continue to be able to take care of the seniors who do rely on it. And so we're very concerned about Washington's attempt to expand it in a way that could potentially threaten existing benefits for seniors who are enrolled in the program.
Annie Patnaud with us. She is Americans for Prosperity, Michigan State Director. How do things like the price controls, what you just mentioned, affect us here in Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, what it really comes down to is, We can take these kinds of measures, but there's real consequences, and it will result in less availability of life-saving medication, increases in costs elsewhere in the system, and reduction in benefits for people who currently rely on programs like Medicare. So, you know, this is Washington's sleight of hand at its finest. We all know there's no such thing as a free lunch, but Washington doesn't seem to get it. That's why we need to reject this type of thing. You know, everything looks good when the politicians are promising it, but we know down the road there's severe consequences, not just for the healthcare Americans rely on, but also from an economic perspective as well.
And Annie, let's talk about medication, the price controls. I mean, let's just look at it in the context of the vaccinations being developed so quickly after COVID. You know, we know, I mean, certainly the healthcare makers, they've made a profit on those medications, but that's a good thing, right? It gave them incentive additional incentive, if it were needed, to move through and make sure these things rolled out and were safe and were reliable and could be available as quickly as possible. And you sort of spread that out to any other sorts of maladies. That is one of the incentive structures in place for, and it's why America leads the world when it comes to innovations in medications and healthcare.
That's absolutely correct. And if you look at countries that have struggled to roll out vaccines for COVID, they're countries that have very draconian price controls and have really killed their domestic pharmaceutical industry. Now, we think that the right approach to reducing costs is to really empower Americans to make choices, to spur competition in the marketplace. That's the right approach. The wrong approach is top-down government intervention. It has never worked in the past. It doesn't work in countries outside of our own, and it will not work here.
Did we have some good changes, some good modifications under the Trump administration when it comes to healthcare? I remember talking about a few things in the waning months of the administration, some changes in terms of price clarity, things like that.
Yes, that's correct. Price transparency, again, that allows Americans to shop around, and that is what reduces prices, is when you have robust competition, people know what something costs and they can make that choice. So that was a good improvement. And then also, I mean, the COVID vaccine itself, right? FDA emergency approval, really allowing people to make that choice for themselves, but allowing life-saving medication and vaccines in this case to be brought to market. Now, whether or not people choose to get them or don't choose to get them, the point is the government isn't standing in the way. They have been vetted for safety and efficacy. Now it's up to Americans to make that choice. But the FDA process and the regulatory process can take decades. So there are a lot of things we could do to streamline helping to bring drugs to market. The Trump administration started that. We'd like to see the Biden administration take the lead on that as well.
Eddie Patnaud from Americans for Prosperity, Michigan. We got just about a minute here. In addition to information, AFP, of course, is big on action. People want to make sure that senators and others know their opinions on these matters. How can they do so?
Yeah, I'd encourage folks to visit StopTheSpendingSpree.com. to take action there. This is certainly a pivotal moment in this conversation. So their voices are needed. Our voices are needed more than ever. So visit StopTheSpendingSpree.com. Tell your lawmakers, including folks here in Michigan, enough is enough. We don't want Washington's broken ways brought to Michigan. And we don't want our Michigan legislators standing by as the Biden administration attempts to pull the wool over everybody's eyes on this infrastructure bill.
Eddie Patnaud, Americans for Prosperity, Michigan State Director. Andy, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
You can also find more at AmericansForProsperity.org. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.